What are the benefits of eating less salt? Dietitian approved by Zornica Stoicheva. This article is professionally reviewed by the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. This audio article is part of the Urobi Resource audio blog. Nowadays, salt, also referred to as sodium, has become a real must in every dish we eat because it enhances the flavor of the food and is the go-to, easy way to make everything more delicious, including desserts, as most contain at least a pinch of salt. However, with the growing industry of processed foods, the average amount of salt a person eats in a day has increased steadily. That being said, apart from being high in hydrogenated fats, sugar and preservatives, processed foods also tend to have higher sodium content. It may sound surprising, but according to the CDC, about 70% of the daily salt intake of the Americans comes from processed and packaged foods, and not from the salt shaker. This article will guide you through the daily salt recommendations, the risk of sodium overconsumption, and the potential health benefits of eating less salt on a daily basis. Let's get started. How much salt to eat daily? According to the CDC Sodium and Dietary Guidelines report, Americans are recommended to consume less than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day. That is about 1 teaspoon, as part of a healthy diet. Keep in mind that the recommended intake may vary according to your health condition and dietary pattern. For example, people suffering from high blood pressure or kidney disease are often requested to follow different recommendations than healthy individuals. For those patient groups, the daily sodium intake goal may move towards 1,500 milligrams a day, depending on the recommendation by a healthcare provider or dietitian. Consulting your health condition with a medical specialist or registered dietitian is essential in order to receive tailored advice that will work best for you. What are the risks of eating too much salt? According to the FDA, the average American consumes about 3,400 milligrams of salt a day. This is almost 50% more than the recommended dose. That being said, the regular overconsumption of salt plays a role in the development of various health conditions and diseases, including hypertension, heart disease, chronic kidney disease, osteoporosis, stomach cancer, and edema, water retention in tissues. However, uncontrolled consumption of salty and processed foods may play a role in the development of other diseases closely linked to hypertension. These include vision loss, high blood sugar, cognitive dysfunctions, and metabolic syndrome. Why is eating less salt good for you? Controlled consumption of sodium is linked to improving health and life quality. Evidence suggests that people who eat less salt and meet the daily recommendation according to their health condition may benefit from 1. Lower blood pressure and improved hypertension symptoms. 2. Reduced risk of heart disease and heart attack. 3. Reduced risk of stroke and vascular dementia. 4. Lower risk of diabetes caused by raising blood sugar. 5. Improved kidney health. Lower risk of kidney disease, kidney failure, and kidney stone formation. 6. Reduced risk of stomach cancer development. And 7. Balanced water retention, linked to less swelling, puffiness, and cellulite. Here's the advice from the registered dietitian Melanie Betts. Quote, controlling how much sodium you eat is a hallmark of nutrition for treating and preventing many common medical conditions, including heart disease, kidney disease, and high blood pressure. Keeping sodium intake to the recommended 2,300 milligrams of sodium per day can be tricky, given that salt is already in so many of the foods we eat. The best way to control salt is to cook at home using fresh, non-processed ingredients. Try to cook with mostly low-sodium ingredients, such as fresh and frozen vegetables and fruits, fresh meats without added salt. You'll find added salt in meats like bacon, sausage, or deli meat. Low-sodium canned or dried beans and legumes. Low-sodium dairy, like milk, yogurt, and low-sodium cheeses. mozzarella, Swiss and goat cheese are my favorite. Add flavor to your foods using herbs, spices and acid, such as lemon juice or vinegar. Always remember to read nutritional labels for sodium content. Sodium hides in many surprising places. And be careful of salty snacks like chips, popcorn, pickles and pretzels. Choose the low-sodium versions of these foods or swap out these traditional snacks for fruit. End of quote. Is it healthy to eat no salt? Overconsumption of salt is definitely more common than underconsumption. However, some people may fail to see the golden middle and may go overboard with the advice of their health professional. Nonetheless, the body needs sodium to function properly, and it's not advisable to eat less than 1,000 mg of sodium per day consistently. Low sodium intake may cause sodium deficiency and lead to low blood pressure and dizziness. Chronic low sodium intake can contribute to a condition called hyponatremia, which is a low sodium level in the body. Hyponatremia is usually caused by medications and illnesses that cause fluid retention or sodium loss. Hyponatremia imposes a serious threat to your overall health. Some of the primary symptoms include nausea and vomiting, fatigue, confusion, muscle twitching and weakness, and low blood pressure. This condition requires medical attention and strictly following the recommendations of your doctor. Conclusion: eating too much sodium can be detrimental to your health by increasing the risk of developing high blood pressure as well as hypertension-related diseases. Sticking to a balanced and controlled consumption can help you to reduce those risks and improve your overall health. Thank you for listening to this article. For more audio articles, visit the Raw Beauty Source audio blog.